And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a few folks from the Fireweed Dance Theater Company. Melinda McAdams is the owner and director of Sitka Studio of Dance. Katie Lynn Jenkins is a former Sitkin. She's also a professional ballet dancer in Anchorage, and she's back for a special Fireweed dance performance, as is Julie Castillo, also a former Sitkin, a former studio, a Sitka Studio of Dance student, a Sitka Studio of Dance, and a belly dancer. She's back to perform in the special Fireweed dance performance as well. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Thank you.
Well, we are going to talk first a little bit about this special performance. It's called the Fireweed Dance Theater's Gala Performance. It's happening on Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. And Melinda, what makes this event so special?
This is Fireweed Dance Theater's biggest performance of the year. We do perform other places around town, but this is our biggest performance. So it's the one we work for. So we were a little busy in the fall with Nutcracker, and we didn't rehearse. So we've done all of the rehearsing for this performance since coming back from Christmas break at school.
So you've been working furiously.
Furiously.
Tell us a little bit about Fireweed Dance. Who are these dancers?
So Fireweed Dance Theater is comprised of older students at the studio who take ballet and jazz. They may take more than that, but they have to take ballet and jazz to be versatile, because we do a lot of different styles of dance in the company. The purpose of the company is to give them extra performance opportunities, but also to let them try different styles of dance that we might not normally do in class or at recital. For example, you know, things that are just a little different, they enjoy the strange, they enjoy the new and adventurous.
Well, Katie and Julie, you are here specifically to be guest artists, guest performers coming up on Saturday. What brought you back?
Melinda?
Facebook is a wonderful thing. And so we found each other and I said, please, what are you doing in March? And would you come back and perform and hang out with the kids?
And you were both dancers at the studio and you've now taken dance into your life post-Sitka and post-studio. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, Katie. You're a professional dancer?
Yes.
Ballet dancer?
I dance and teach at Anchorage Ballet in Anchorage, Alaska. And that's what I do with pretty much all my time.
Was that always a goal of yours? Or did it evolve?
It started out pretty much, I developed a passion for dance when I started dancing in Sitka, and it grew, and it's all I wanted to do.
Melinda, what do you remember about Katie?
So Katie and I were up until 3 o'clock last night reliving old times. Katie's, you know, headstrong, opinionated, wants to do what she wants to do, and when she sets her mind to something, that it's going to happen. So her deciding to be a dancer, it was inevitable. It was going to happen.
Well, and Julie, you were also a dancer at the studio, and now you focus on belly dance. Tell us about what you're doing.
Well, currently I am performing solo around Mendocino County in the Bay Area in California. I do tribal fusion and cabaret and ballet-infused belly dance.
Well, so how did your experiences at Sitka Studio of Dance impact your choices as an adult?
Well, actually, dance just kind of fell into my lap as an adult. I took a community class for belly dance, and the lady who was running the class happened to be looking for girls to be in a troupe, and she saw my former dance training and said, you know what, I'll give you a try.
And you did it, and it just clicked for you?
Yes, absolutely.
How did dancing at Sitka Studio of Dance, you know, how did that impact your choice to do belly dance? Did that influence you at all?
Yes, in that it gave me all the training to learn to pick up something new and to act in a professional enough manner to be accepted into a troupe, and just knowing that I loved dance and if I wanted to do it, I could.
Well, you're actually going to be teaching belly dance on Sunday for the community. Tell us about that.
I'm very excited to be providing a chance for people to explore the basics of belly dance and get a feel for what their body can do. It's going to be in the Egyptian style, which has been described as the ballet of belly dance. It's a little bit strict, but it's very rewarding. If you can do this style, you can do any style of belly dance.
So what should people bring with them, or how should they come dressed?
Comfortably, probably short sleeves or no sleeves. It's going to get a little sweaty. It's going to be using muscles maybe you didn't know you had.
So that will be Sunday, 3 to 4:30 at the Sitka Studio of Dance, $10, and you'll be teaching a belly dance class.
Yes.
Well, and Katie, you are also teaching a master class for the company. Tell us about that.
Yes, on Friday morning, I'm teaching a master class. It's also an audition for students who want to go to Anchorage Ballet's Summer Ballet Intensive. So it's going to be a standard ballet class.
All right, what's a standard ballet class look like?
Hard. We're going to do bar, we're going to do stretching, we're going to do center work, and I'm going to assess students' levels and if they will fit in our summer program. And it's also just a good experience, even if they don't want to audition, just to have a different teacher, some different experiences, different terminology. I currently teach a Vaganova method, which is Russian, so we use slightly different terminology for the same steps.
Melinda teaches RAD, so we have different words for the same thing.
What's RAD?
Royal Academy of Dance is the British.
Oh, yeah. I did not know any of this.
Yeah. So, you know, there's going to be a couple words where they're going to be like, but then as soon as it'll click, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Well, Katie Lynn Jenkins, you're performing in the Fireweed Dance Theater's Gala Performance. Tell us a little bit about your piece.
So my piece is a contemporary ballet piece that was composed by my friend for me just for this show. And you'll just have to come see it. I'm not going to give away any details.
Julie Castillo, you're also performing. Tell us a bit about your piece.
Well, it's going to be a belly dance piece, mostly tribal fusion style. And it's choreographed to a glitch hop electronic song with Middle Eastern influences. And it's just a little slice of Northern California to bring home.
Melinda, you must be so proud of your two former students, both taking very different approaches to dance, both showcasing very different approaches to dance, but a love that was fostered through your dance school.
It's really rewarding. What I'm really hoping by bringing guest artists to Fireweed is to show the kids that it doesn't end at high school. You can do it your whole life. You can do a different aspect of it. You know, you can explore a new genre, but it's something that you can love your whole life. You can take it with you. You can keep going. You can find a niche for yourself. And both of these ladies have found ways to perform. You know, there's ways to do that. You don't have to go to New York City. You can find a place for yourself if you want it. And I think that can be really empowering. And so I'm hoping that by bringing students that are from Sitka, grew up here, went out into the world, and now are finding a way to have it be a big part of their life, I'm hoping that the students recognize that for the wonderful gift that it is that they're able to do that.
Helping students envision options for themselves.
Yeah.
Well, Melinda, we have some time for you to talk a bit about this performance that's happening on Saturday.
Yeah, there are several. It's the longest Fireweed dance performance that we've ever done. We have 47 minutes of music, and that'll translate into about an hour and 15 minutes because we have an intermission. The dancers just need a chance to regroup with a lot of dances. We're going to do a lot of modern. There's going to be ballet. There's going to be point. There's going to be, just fun. Just plain old fun. We have two really different dances that I wanted to talk about. One is called Faux Flowers, which is the Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker, but we do it with jokes inserted at every possible moment. So things that happen while the flowers are dancing, some snowflakes come out and throw snow on them and kill them. And then the fairies come out and revive them. We have our Snow Queen and our Sugar Plum Fairy in their tutus with their lightsabers. So that's fun for us. We've got some people from the show coming in as guests to help round out. If you saw the Nutcracker, you'll get all the jokes. It's pretty funny. And then we're doing a dance. It's called A La Merce, and it's in the style of Merce Cunningham, who was a modern dance choreographer and dancer. He worked in a way that's really unusual and unique. He would choreograph a dance, and he would ask a friend, John Cage, usually, to compose a piece of music. He would ask a different person to do the costuming and a different person to do the lighting, and they would all work independently. They would not discuss with each other what they were doing, and then they would put the dance together on the night of the show, and we're doing that.
Wow, so that must be...
terrifying.
Really scary. But also really exciting.
Really exciting. I think everybody's excited to see what happens. We are going to let all the kids that are not in the piece come into the audience to watch it because we're all curious to see what happens. All the choreographers are going to step out from behind the curtain and come into the audience and watch to see how it goes. We even made it a little bit more scary is that there's Laura Turcotte choreographed a dance for two people. I choreographed a dance for three people, and the dances will be performed simultaneously on stage. So we don't know if the traffic patterns are going to work out well or not. It could be really exciting.
It is a great mystery. A lot of innovative things will be happening Saturday night with Fireweed Dance.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Melinda McAdams, Sitka Studio of Dance owner-director, Katie Lynn Jenkins, former Sitkin and a professional ballet dancer in Anchorage, Julie Castillo, also former Sitkin and a Sitka Studio of Dance student, a ballet dance performer in California. They're here with the Fiery Dance Theater's Gala performance, which is Saturday, 7 p.m., Performing Arts Center. Tickets at Old Harbor Books and at the door.